The Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 6 through 19. I have made your name known to those whom you gave from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in the truth. The word of the Lord.
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus, who is the risen Christ. Amen. First of all, happy Mother's Day. It is good to see many of you out there today, and I know that some of you are grandmothers and great-grandmothers, and maybe even great-great-grandmothers. Congratulations on all that you do for the family in our society today. Secondly, I bring you greetings from Missouri Slope Lutheran Care Center, from the administration and the staff, all who work there, and also from Valley View Heights. We are grateful that you are one of the 9 constituent members of the corporation, and we give you thanks for the contributions that you make to things such as the M Club, the foundation, and all the work and ministry that it takes to make Missouri Slope Lutheran Care Center and Valley View Heights work. It takes a humongous effort, and certainly we are grateful for that relationship. As you may well know that about 2 years down the road, we are hoping to open a second campus of Missouri Slope Lutheran Care Center on the North Washington area by Medora Avenue, somewhere in there. The old Good Shepherd North campus is going to be remodeled. That has been purchased. And we're making plans with the architect and the contractor at this time. And so more details will be coming to you when the constituent meetings will be made and to receive your input upon that task. And so we hope and pray that all of you will join us in prayer as we move forward in this huge endeavor. You know, you see it on their faces. We see it every fall as kindergartners and their parents go into this strange place sometimes that's much different from the preschool. They walk in there, and you see it on those kindergartners' faces, and you see it on moms and dads' faces as well. I could tell you it's called separation anxiety. Present on the faces of first-time parents sending children to school onto the first day of classes. They are the ones that ask questions about safety and protection. They want to know about bus routes and school patrols and supervision. They're the ones looking for answers which would lessen their own fears and their own anxieties. Separation does that to us at any age. You see it on the faces of perhaps moms and dads, grandparents, when we're going through an admit at Missouri Slope or Valley View Heights. It's the same kind of anxiety, and the same kind of questions are asked over and over and over again. Will our loved ones be safe? Will they be protected? You see it on their faces. Soon there will be high school graduates among us through the Bismarck public school system. And they will be leaving familiar surroundings and relationships that are made over the past 13 years of education. And you'll see it on the faces of parents and students. You see it on their faces, the anxiety of saying goodbye to mom or dad who are deployed in active duty in a far, far away land. Somewhere through the tears and hugs, it's the anxiety and separation that gets to us. And yes, it shows. You see it on their faces as the bereaved gather around the casket of a loved one who has died. You see separation and anxiety do that to us. But the questions and the prayers are all still the same. God, I want them to be safe. I pray for their safety. God, protect them from all danger and harm. As we remember earlier in the Gospel of John, as Jesus' high priestly prayer is recorded, Thomas asks, Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way? It is almost as if Thomas's anxiety still lurks in the background as Jesus prays this prayer. How does Jesus deal with the disciples' separation anxiety as well as his own? Jesus prays for their protection. His mission will soon be accomplished. And Jesus hopes and prays for the very things parents pray for when sending school children to school, graduates saying goodbye to families and friends, families admitting their loved ones to a long-term health care facility or to assisted living. And so we see that separation anxiety among us. But Jesus has some really great things to say about the disciples in this passage, and I hope that you caught them. They have kept your word. They have received your words and know the truth that I came for you, and they have believed in me that you sent me. I have been glorified in them. Not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but I am asking you to protect them from the evil one. Wow. That really sounds like a great group of guys, doesn't it? But let me refresh your memory about Jesus' disciples, who they were really like. They didn't at first understand the parables. They argued about Jesus, who he was. They argued about which of them would be the greatest. They fled and hid when Jesus was crucified. They didn't realize or believe that he was going to be resurrected, although he told them three times already. Peter attacked a Roman soldier and then denied Christ only hours later. Thomas didn't believe the other disciples that they saw Jesus after his resurrection. And so I ask, do these portraits remind you of anyone? Do we see something of ourselves in the actions of the disciples? Sometimes afraid to talk about Christ with friends and family, failing to see and understand Jesus' working in our lives, wondering if he really is who he is to be in our daily life and our daily ministry. And yet Jesus looks at these same disciples doing all these things and more and approves of them, anxiety and all. Why? Because they received God's word. Because they received God's word. They believed that Christ was God's son and sent from God. They had faith above all else, even if only it was a little, maybe just a smidgen. Yes, they may have had questions and doubts, and they may have had moments where they did not do what God would have preferred them to do, but they believed. They believed in Jesus Christ, and their faith led them to transform the world. Now, if Jesus speaks so highly of the disciples with care and love, then surely Jesus sees us in that same light. In this day, in these hours, as we live out the year 2018. Jesus' words are to all those who will ever believe in him. He will be sent among us to do God's work through the life and mission of Trinity Lutheran Church, our synod, the ELCA, to make an impact and to transform this world. And Jesus prays for us. What a blessing, anxiety and all. Jesus prays for us, intercedes for us, so that we too become the faithful ones and share the gift of God's grace among us. For you see, the first commandment of Jesus was this: follow me. And the second greatest commandment was that we would love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And then the last commandment Jesus gave before he ascended into heaven was, be my witnesses. That is our calling. That is our purpose. That is our mission and ministry as brothers and sisters of Christ. Thanks be to God.